Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Father, we thank you for your mercies that you have shown on us. We thank you for the benefits you've given to us. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to be our light this morning, to see the sun, the light of the day, and behold the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. For this, Lord of heaven, we ask that you accept our thanks and appreciations in the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord God has made. We declare it a day of rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Father, you promise where two or three gather together in your name, you will be in their midst. We acknowledge you here this morning, and we ask that you be Lord in the name of Jesus. We ask that your will be done in our midst and our lives in the name of Jesus. Guide us into your truth. Guide us into your way. Teach us your ways, O God. Lead us into the path of righteousness in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that your angels will come along and help us and will minister alongside with us in the name of Jesus. We pray for our brethren who are on their way, that you will quicken their steps. We pray, Father, that today's ministration will be a blessing to every one of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, because we preach together in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning. Can we please have our seats? Once again, I welcome every one of us, Mommy, Pastor Ogi, and every other person. You are all welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not so many this morning. Well, it matters not. I can only hope that those who are here, or those who are not here, will not come along and start asking me for counsel on the matters of which I would have dealt with today. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. This morning I said we'll talk about the will of God. Interestingly, since yesterday I've been talking about the will of God. And by that, you should be able to know the things that God wants and the things that God does not want. Now, in a set, when you look at a set, all kinds of things may fill that set. But when you begin to make differentiation, you begin to see that the subset may begin to shrink. Now, in applying that to our particular situation today, when we talk about marriage, you as a person, you can marry any human being on earth. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. You are only allowed to marry human beings. Now, among those human beings, there are certain people you cannot marry. So when we take out those you cannot marry, it leaves us with a very small number for you to consider. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So this morning, in talking about the will of God, I want to look at a kind of people you can marry. Then we now talk about how do you determine the will of God. By the time we have reduced and removed all the kind of people you cannot marry, we are left with a few numbers of people you can marry. Praise God. Among the people you cannot marry are married people. Praise God. That are already married. You have something like this. Praise God. Say you understand. Are you with me to church this morning? Have you not eaten breakfast? Okay, suppose you can move closer so I can see you. Can you move closer? Yeah, all of you. Those at the back, move closer. Come and sit in front. I can see. Yeah, move closer. Fumbi, Who brought you out? Only PGT could have brought you out of hiding. Praise God. Oh yeah, come and sit in front here. Come and sit in front here. ONG. Come and sit in back of mommy. So that, come and sit at mommy's back. So that the anointing will be directed at you. Hallelujah. So that we have agreed about. You can't marry somebody who is already married. You can't convert him. You can't convert her. Now some of them don't use ringo. Some of them don't use their ringo. But once you know that, okay, now again that's the problem. I don't know whether I've shared this story with you about a student who had a crush on Professor Mrs. Wakpe. How many of you know Professor Mrs. Wakpe? Former HOD physics. She has a very small, portable stature and is very pretty. So this boy had a crush on her and kept toasting her. Because she had no ring and he had no inclination that she was married. So one day, he went to physics department asking for. So when she entered, did all the normal stuff. And the woman was just playing along. So I'm asking for the HOD, Professor Mrs. Wakpe. I said, I'm the one. Oh, my big grown beggar. I'm sorry. Professor Mrs. Wakpe. I said, I'm the one. I said, somebody came. I said, Prof, good morning. Then the boy knew that his own was finished. Eh? You can't play along. His case was already decided. He was not going to graduate that way. Sure you understand. Because the husband also is a prof. All she needs to do is to report to the husband. The case is over. So the boy had to start prostrating and begging. But thank God, the woman is not the vindictive type. But the truth is that she created the scenario for that to happen. Because if she had something on to indicate she was married, the boy would not have carried his sacrifice beyond just admiring her. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So those who say in our church we don't use earring, we don't use skinny, okay, but it has its cons and pros, its pro and cons and its shortcomings here and there. Hallelujah. Because society has a way of identifying those who are married and those who are not married. Praise God. So this morning God will help us. I want to look at we have looked at the framework of marriage from a biblical perspective. So much for us to look at today. I will talk about the will of God, the role of stakeholders in our decision making, in picking a person. Most of the times, as a young person, you assume that everything is about you and the other person. You are very, very, very wrong. There are so many stakeholders involved in your case. And all those stakeholders must align. If they don't align, you don't have a relationship yet. You're not going anywhere. Are you with me? We'll talk about a little about those dynamics, and God will help us move forward. Then how do you attract the right person? Because you must know how to attract the right person. Praise God. You must not. I'm just giving you the synopsis of what I want to talk about this morning. The other ones I would have loved to talk about, I don't know whether I will have the time, is I would have loved to talk about love. This I'm in love thing. But I will, maybe God will help me. I will get there in the name of Jesus. Now, can we look at the people? Can I talk a little bit about people you cannot marry? I've talked a little about you can't marry a married man or woman. The second people you cannot marry is sugar daddy and sugar mommy. Do you understand me? That one is not permissible, it's not permitted by God. It's not in the Bible, but I won't find mercy. I make this law. You can't marry a sugar mommy. I was watching a television program how a young guy on the internet found a woman in her 50s, Oyibo. 30 years old. And they were asking, is that your auntie? And you know, say my wife. His friend said, you are. What is wrong with you? You know? Nobody really knows whether it is true, he's in love, or he just wants a ticket to go to America. You know, people are like that. But the reality is that out there, just like you have sugar daddies that carry small girls, you also have big women that carry young men. You have to be very careful of that trap. Because when you step into the real world, especially in the world of corporate society, you see all kinds of things. It's even worse when you're in politics. It's worse. Somebody said, you see a married woman in politics, especially in Nigerian politics, she doesn't have a home. She can't have a home. So, when somebody says Christians should do politics, I wonder what kind of politics you want us to do. Not with this kind of politics they play, of ballot snatching, you know, all those things. That's what you want to do. And if you don't do it with them, you can't go. I'm not talking politics this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. So, the first person I don't want us to, the other persons I don't want us to marry, are people like Nabal. 1 Samuel 25, verses 3 and 10. 3 verses. 3, 10 and 25. What does that mean? 1 Samuel 25. There was a man introduced to us. Okay. Now, the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. Now, when I'm talking about these characters, you need to understand that they have spiritual components to these characters. There are spirits that embody these characters. Are you with me? You can either find them in a male or a female. So, it's generic in a sense. So, though we are using Nabal as an example, you may find the same spirit in a woman. Is that okay? And so when you are interacting with somebody, observe these characteristics. If you find it there, that person is a no-go. Am I making sense? Now, the name of that man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was callish and evil in his dreams, and he was of the house of Caleb. Do you people know Caleb? Caleb was the man who said, give me this mountain. He was unlike his predecessor or ancestor in a way. Hallelujah. And David had in the wilderness that Nabal did share his sheep. I don't have the time. Can we go to verse 10? Go to verse 10. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? Now, you remember, David protected his sheep, protected his investment, and by custom, by convention, it was normal for you to give and share with those who have stood with you your time of need. What was it? What would it have costed? 2 or 3 goats. Go and use this one to eat pepper soup. He probably had 1,000. And they protected them from masqueraders. Masqueraders have taken all of them and nothing would have happened. But he said this to David. He said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There have been many servants now a day that break away every man from his master. 25. Go to 25. Then his wife intervened when David was coming to kill him. His wife intervened and said, let not my lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. That was the way they described him. The Bible said he was callish. It was evil. His wife described him in a way, this man of Belial, that means the son of the devil. Even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is within him. So when you see a man or a woman that is foolish, that has no common sense, he has no way or regard for people, you will be taking a very, very big risk going in that direction. It does not matter how beautiful or handsome the man may be. It's going to make your life very miserable as the days go by. Am I communicating to you? His name is folly, and folly is within him. But how will a woman like Abigail marry a man like that? Custom. Custom pushed her into that. Arrangement pushed her into that. And so be careful that friends don't push you into trouble. Circumstances don't push you. Oh, when I was in need, the girl just came and gave me the 10,000 naira I needed. Therefore, it must be the will of God. You must be very stupid. Are you with me? Because the 10,000 naira, your rest of your life will be miserable. So don't go in that direction. You can't marry a person like that. A person that is foolish. Who is a fool? A person who behaves as though there is no God. A person does not honor or respect God. We've heard of stories of people coming to church and they pretend that they are Christians. I was told of, we have a professor in Akumba who married a man thinking she was a deeper life, and the man came in and blended with deeper life and she married him only for the guy to become a tiger after they are married. Every day that woman is sorrowful. I think the man taught the woman. He was a lecturer to that woman, but the woman is a professor. The man has not completed his PhD. So, it's a cross she has to bear. A painful cross for that matter. I understand some of their children are even cult members. That's the woman that goes to deeper life. Remember I said yesterday that one of the reasons why God wants this marriage thing is to have godly seed. Somebody did a study in America, and over 4 or 5 generations, he compared the children, the lineage of a particular family or families, and saw how they were blessed into America, and looked at the families of people who were crooked, and saw the great price America could pay because of them. I don't know whether you're with me. Somewhere, you will find that the families of wicked people always put the nation into a snare. And it takes the children of who are righteous to deliver the nation. Praise God. Am I communicating? So you need to understand that you just can't marry anybody. The story, we can say many stories. There was this one I like very well. Of a brother who came to church, began. See, this is the funny thing about this Christianity, which we need to have discernment. This is our tongue. Anybody can speak tongues. I hope you have found out. We used to have a friend. Let me tell you the truth. I've never had anybody speak tongues like him. Let's be reverend, kid. When this guy is blow tongue, you go and sit down and say, God, where was I when you were giving gifts of the Spirit? This brother, it will not be, I can't explain it. It will just mesmerize you with tongue. But it's the most wicked of. No sister is saved. Pastor, you can't hand over your daughter to him to carry you. No, I guarantee you. That's how wicked his heart was. And then he found this former commissioner. The man was a commissioner. This pretty, pretty lady in our church. Pretty, tall, pretty girl. And hooked her. And we went to beg her. Sister, he's our friend. We know him. Don't marry him. I'm in love. Did you love? She won't listen. Our firstborn is older than my twins. They finished mine like this. About a week or two, he ran to Canada. Up to today, the daughter has not set an eye on his father, on her father. Left the young woman and went and started enjoying himself in Canada. He took Pastor Bola Bello's passport to travel. As a bill to travel now, I said, I'm not sure they will give you visa. Because on their records, they will say you are not in Nigeria, that you are in Canada. What will you tell them? You didn't say an affidavit that your passport is missing. He simply, I don't know, I'll wait for him to go to the embassy again and see how it goes. I know if it is true or not. These are the kind of people we have as friends. So when people are telling you, you can't go in this direction, they are saying, no. You alone will bear the price. You will pay it. As much as it pained us, there was nothing we could do for her. We could say, yeah, sister, come. Let me come and marry you for 10 weeks.
Then I hand over to my other friend, marry you too. Nobody would do that. We just say, yeah, Ipele. Say, guru, brother, can you? You guru, yeah, Ipele, my worry. Just mess that young girl's life. Just mess it up. But she can't say that she was not warned. So we own ourselves a responsibility to watch over ourselves. Are you with me? You can't come and bring a lady and your friends should be able to say, bro, okay, I'm not convinced with this girl. Don't say, this girl, you are too spiritual. Only you will suffer it. But when a man is often corrected and does not pay attention, say will suddenly be destroyed. So please be careful the kind of person you like. If you perceive if the person is foolish, perceive the person is ungodly, step back. It's not tongues. You can speak tongues. The person can, if it is activity, the person can, if the person is an usher, he can climb the roof of this church to clean the roof of this church to show you how committed he is. But it's a lie. Don't let that one move you. Look for the heart. Is he foolish? Is he a wise person? A wise master builder. Hallelujah. I hope it's making sense. As I'm talking, I hope you are seeing those you cannot marry. Please be scanning them. This person. You just speak no. Praise God. Bro, well, the way you are looking, as if I finish. And I've never even started. Hallelujah. There is a person called Jezebel. You know her. Let us meet Jezebel. Can we have a meeting with Jezebel? 1 Kings 16:31. Let's meet Jezebel. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. That was the time he reigned. Go to 31. And it came to pass, as it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He had walked in the ways of Jeroboam. See, Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. This was a light thing. He now added to that sin. What did he do? He took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Praise the Lord. What compounded his story was the wife he married. He had done enough evil that was sufficient for God to kill him. But the Bible says he now crowned that evil by marrying a wrong woman. In a way, what you like is what you will attract. Do you understand me? But let us meet Jezebel properly, because you really don't know who Jezebel is. I'm jumping those things, but there was none like unto Ahab. Up till this time, the Bible said there was none like unto Ahab. With this sell himself, he sold himself to walk wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife
stirred up.
So in a relationship there is this, anywhere you see Ahab, you will always see a Jezebel. Everywhere you see a Jezebel, you will always see an Ahab. What is the nature of that relationship? It's a relationship of people who have no desire whatsoever to follow God. But more importantly, Jezebel was a person who manipulates. When you meet somebody who is a manipulator, there is no way that person will not lead you to do it. He manipulates. I met her during my service here. The lady used to joke, sister, play around, very lively, friendly, come around and everything. But there was a subtlety with her. Very subtle of heart. Me, I did not know. So when the thing was getting close, I said, sister, I have no interest. Because God has not spoken. Me, God. So one day I went to Yola. And I was to leave Yola the following day after I had arrived. And I told brethren I have to leave Yola around 7 a.m. Now, the sun comes up around 5:30. Sure you understand. So by 6, it's bright. Who has traveled in the north before? You have traveled in the north. I don't know whether I'm correct. So he said, bro, shall you see me now before you go? I say, I can only get you. I want to leave for 7, so I'm going to be there around 6:30 to 7. I said, it was okay. So I, like sheep, I was led to the slaughter. I had to use my mouth, I just carry myself, go. Do you know when I left Yola that day? 5 o'clock in the night. Up to today, I cannot give account what I was doing in Yola at that time. From there you go. I got there. Let us hurry again. I was there. For she held me captive. Then my eyes opened. I said, the whole thing now ended in NCCF house. In Yola. And I found out that one of our very lovely sister, head of the drama unit, was having a birthday party that day. I said, Boshe, stay for this birthday party. I said, I should have left Yola at 7 a.m. This is 6 to 5. They asked me to stay. I can't stay. So by the time I finished all the pleasantries, greeted everybody, I looked for my traveling bag. Lo and behold, my traveling bag was missing. Then I said, where's my traveling bag? Brother, where's my traveling bag? Hey, where's my traveling bag? And all of them began to laugh. What is causing all this nonsense laugh? Where is my traveling bag? They began to laugh again. Then I looked at everybody's eyes and I found that there was only the sister that was not laughing. I said, where is my traveling bag? I know what did she? She just burst into tears. So where can't you wait? Money more wrong. I was not going around. I packed Malu. I'm better say, you see, Mr. Kiddy is crying now. Show mercy, show pity. You are too hard. I said, if I wait that night, my own is finished. I will not be able to extract myself from my hands. She will just be playing me like this. The only solution is to travel. If you have ever been to the north and travel, their drivers don't believe in bend and heel. They overtake when they get there. They don't believe. If Allah comes, okay. Allah brought it. And I didn't go to North to go and die. So I don't travel in the day. I'm on the night. I travel. If the day is not safe, now talk about night. You will not even know I've died. For that night, I have to travel. But if it's the only way for me to receive deliverance, I will go. And when I was going, come and see her crying after me and begging me. I had to change face. You have never seen me angry before, but I was angry that day. Because that's the only way I could deliver myself. And brethren now compounded this. And were begging me too with that. God forgive them for their sins which they've committed against me. I traveled that night. And I had to tell my friend. I said, it was what my eyes saw in Yola. He laughed. He said, God saved you. Manipulators. They are in church. Be careful. Please, can you follow me to the junction there? It's a sister, he get there. Joshua, don't be mind. Let us really get to that room. I like ice cream. But Joshua, you like ice cream. Say you let her buy the ice cream. And you not put her in the pocket. If you see that kind of vision, you are finished. Your life, they just carry your life, they will sell your life. So that was a woman called Jezebel. She stirred up Ahab so much that Ahab was committed to committing sin and sinning against the Lord. May the Lord have mercy on us in Jesus' name. There's this other person you cannot marry. There's a lot that the Bible had to say about strangers. So much. I don't know how I will have the time to speak about that. Proverbs. Can we go to Proverbs again? Let's meet this character. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 2 to 13. Now, it was speaking about wisdom. It was speaking to us about paying attention to counsel. It said that, that thou might regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Verse 3. For he now said, for the lips of a strange woman. Why is she strange? She is strange because she is strange. She is not known in Zion. She does not have an address. She is a wayfaring person. She is a drifter. She is not under anybody's authority. She does as she pleases. She's a strange woman. And so the Bible says that if you pay attention to wisdom, it says wisdom will deliver you. Why? Because the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Verse 5. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life, our ways are movable. You know what it is when your ways are movable? It means that you cannot... When the Bible says, let your nay be nay, and your yea be yea, that fixes you. When you say something, you don't move. But when a person... You know them. They are sweet, they are... They can't make commitments. When they make a promise, how about will you believe me now? I was just playing. Their ways are movable. They are not dependable. You cannot trust them. Because let me tell you, marriage is about trust. Once you take away trust, there is no home again. What you have is hotel. Praise God. Let that you ponder the, if that will ponder the path of life, know that our ways are movable. As it's true with the woman, it's also true with the man. That thou cannot know it. You don't know where she stands. Hear me now, therefore, all you children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. Come not near the door of her house. Lest thou give thy honor unto others, and thy years unto the courier. These are descriptions of this spirit. When it's upon a person, you must recognize it. Let strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. 11. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And you will say, I have hated destruction, and my heart despised reproof. 13. And I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ears to them that instructed me. Hallelujah. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Let me stop there. Listen to me. This spirit will destroy you. In that relationship, at the end of your life, you will look back and there will be nothing you gained. Nothing. No value was added to your life. You were not able to meet your life goals. Your aspirations in life. That thing is a spirit. You just destroy it. Oh, you wanted to be an astronaut. You ended up becoming a taxi driver. You now look back and say, Kai, with all that God invested in me, I ended up being a taxi driver. It's because you married the wrong person. Listen to me. Marriage is a strange thing. Only God understands what you put inside it. There are people you marry and your life will be better. And there are people you marry and you just go down. But be careful. One shall chase a thousand. Two, by mathematical induction, should put how many to flight? 2,000. By mathematical induction, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two should be to put 2,000 to flight. But that's not it. The Bible says two will put 10,000 to flight. So what a relationship does is to multiply your strength by tenfold. If you were killing rats, you should be able to kill lions. That's what it means. But if you are killing rats and now you cannot kill insects, there's something wrong with you. You've made the wrong choice. Only God will help us. Help us. So the strange woman will reduce you. Look at chapter 6. Solomon has so much to say about it. I will be. Chapter 6, 20 to 33 again. Proverbs 6, 20 to 33. Let's go through it. My son, keep thy father's commandment. In other words, the way to avoid this strange woman or strange man is to keep the commandments. Like I said, that professor, who is a prof today, thank God that she ended up becoming a professor, but she's a professor with no joy. The husband is a drunk, is a nuisance in school, goes around, if he sees girls, they're all free. It's not something funny. And so you need to understand that if only she had paid attention to the signs. I said there will always be signs to show that this person is a strange person. He came into the church, blended with them, spoke the tongue, dressed the way they dress it, and she believed. So where was the discernment? Where was the instructions to guide you? For me, I want to be careful about recommending anybody for marriage if I don't know you well. I say, Pastor, this sister, I saw her in Mr. Biggs. Let me tell you so, my brother. One day I was in my house, JJ. I was just in my house, JJ. And this brother for PGT brought a girl. Say, Pastor, I found the girl I want to marry. I said, Sister Ekpeleo, where did you meet this girl? And when? They met less than a week. He said she was just passing in front of my house. And I said, this must be my wife, okay? I said, this is wrong. It's not done. And he got angry and left the church. But how can she bring a woman? Say, this woman, you don't even know whether she's born again. Because everybody's born again now, praise God. By the time I spoke with her, if I, woman, you were born again. Only Pastor, God said this is the one. God will so. God again, left. I saw him a year or two ago. Bros, now your five babe, that far. Said, no, it didn't work out far. Oh, okay. I thought you knew better than me. Thank God he's not a pastor. I said, so, how is the pastoral world? Sir, I now understand that. So this was what you were going through then. I said, so you did not know. People have left church because I did not agree with the kind of person they wanted to marry. They just walked away. And I have no... In fact, some also went out of the church because when their brother said he wanted to marry a girl, and I said, this girl will not help you, this young man. This girl is a mistake. He said, I will marry her. And I said, okay, bye-bye. He left the church. The sisters also left the church because they said, I allowed their brother to marry a wrong girl. So if they are going to hell, that's how we allow them go to hell. I said, if you are fighting me, then you need to fight God. Because all the sinners who are going to hell, God did not stop them from going to hell. So why should you fight me? I didn't stop somebody from marrying the wrong person. Is it not his life? So please don't fight me when I say no. When I say no, I will give you reasons why I said no. Praise the Lord. If you don't like it, I have no apologies to make on that. Keep your father's commandments and forsake not the law of your mother. Verse 21. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. 22. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Now, I spoke about reproof and correction a few days ago. Reproofs of instruction are the ways of life. When you have an attitude of rejecting instructions, you are exposing yourself to danger. 24. What is the benefit of keeping and paying attention to instructions, paying attention to the law, knowing what the Word of God says? It says, these things will keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of her tongue. He now said, lust not after her. What is going on there, Sadia? You are confusing me. Lust not after her beauty in the heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Sisters, you know those things. You don't know those things. Those masquerade, maran, what is it called? Mascaras. What is the purpose? What is the purpose? I saw you. Tell me. Where's the microphone? Let me give you the microphone. Who likes it? You too. You have done your own thing this morning. Yeah. What is the purpose? Yeah, tell me.
I will tell them.
It's a part of dressing. I didn't tell them. I just echoed it. It's a part of dressing. Don't let her eyelids fool you. I saw something on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. They put the real woman, a real face. But when they finish the make-up, when they upgraded her, say, what? What? That girl would have won a beauty contest any day, anytime, anywhere. But the original face, if they give me $1 million, I would look at it. Now, supposing that was what you always see, you now get to when all the pancake has gone, you now say, yay, I bought bad bucket. One day, they made a mistake of showing. I'm even new late Mrs. Obasanjo Stella. Very pretty woman. They made a mistake of showing her after waking up. She was going to morning devotion. And I asked myself, is this the person we're about to enjoy marriage? Nothing. So I have my own position. The day you marry, and I can't recognize your face, I'll pour water on your face. The person that I know must be the person that is going to be married. If you come and you look like masquerade, I will pour water. They not say, Pastor, they have anti-water one. I will talk to Pastor Pastor, but to look for chemicals. And I can pour, like this will dissolve. Why must you look different from yourself? It is you that we are seeing now. Why must one say, Pastor, it's only one day. You want to go to hell because of one day. You know, like that drama that Mazayo did, only one sin. Why don't you let that guy to hell? You don't need two, you need only one. Only one indiscretion. Only one indiscretion put David in the trouble he got himself into. So why are you building for yourself a career that will put you in trouble? You don't have to look like a masquerade out because you want to be beautiful. We know you already. That's why the person wants to marry you. So you don't need all those things. Hallelujah. So don't. Proverbs 31. Let's go to Proverbs 31. Give me that scripture, Proverbs 31. So beauty is deceitful. Okay. Last verse, the last two verses. I said Proverbs 31. You give me Proverbs 31.
Look, the people who are on that, they must know Bible, though. It's in verse 30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Hallelujah. Favor is what?
Deceitful.
What is favor? Favor means attention. When you shower attention on somebody, there's a way to shift the heart in your direction. Amen. The Bible says that people love the person who gives gifts. And there's a Yoruba saying that when you pour water in front, you will step on wet ground. So let me take for example, this is Sister Peace, Kadosh by nickname, aka Kadosh. I just saw Kadosh, I buy her ice cream. She do Tomorrow, I buy her suya. By the time I start buying her that, she will get a vision. It is true.
They wanted to test it. They say it's not possible. You're a girl. It's a lie. It's a lie.
By the time they deck you with gifts, you will say it was God who gave it to you. You are not the first, you won't be the last. Because every man is configured for that. By the time a sister looks at brother, just buys me a shirt, a designer shirt. He buys you a designer something. He sends you a designer everything. Everything, peng, 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 peng. By the time you are saying, kabash, shabba, ba, 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 all you'll be seeing is her face. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent that down, you know, they are. It's called gift. But it's deceitful. It's deceitful. Don't fall into that trap. And don't... I'm not saying that Sister Kadosh has bad day, you will not buy a bad day gift too. Because you're a brother. Buy her, great. If they buy you, say you take. Of course, you take. Praise God. But remember, bribe is bad. Bribe. Be careful who you are taking bribe from. Praise God. Especially, I will not talk more. Praise God. We'll talk that privately. Praise the Lord. It's deceitful. And beauty is vain. You see these sisters and these brothers. What we carry on us is temporary. Anything can happen to it. I learned a lesson from a pastor who married a very beautiful sister. The sister is beautiful. When I say beautiful, she doesn't need makeup for you to know that she's beautiful. And they are married though. Presently they are married. And one day, she went to buy kerosene. Adulterated kerosene. No, there's no way she would have known. They mixed petrol with the kerosene. Poured it inside the stove and attempted to lit. And the thing exploded and burnt her face. If it was the face the man married, the man would have left her to marry her, to look for another girl. It's vain. It has no... Don't put your whole something on beauty, the external. You are spending so much attention on the external. Don't judge a person by the cover of a book. Is that what they say? Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a woman by his cover. Don't judge a man by his cover. Don't judge him by the car he's driving. Praise God. There was this young girl then in church. If this girl handles my microphone, Kai Kavashara Badadaba. That girl can sing. And she's pretty. And one of my sons decided to marry her. It's only God that is keeping them. Say this girl is so dirty at home. That the guy, and that is the problem with that boy. The boy is very neat. But if I talk to him, dirty. He can't wash our own dress. I don't understand. So what is Boba calling for? Eh? Not to talk about washing our own children. She can't even touch that one. So the guy comes into the room. Everywhere is smelling. She buys Pampers. People carry the Pampers and throw away. She will leave it in the room. The guy gets irritated. Yeah. So on the verge, they're just managing it. Don't patch it. It's not beauty. And it's not talent. That's not true. When she has a microphone, when she sings like this, she will summon herself from this corner to this corner and say, God, blessed be thou, God of heaven. I have found her. You have not found nothing. Because it is all deceit. Praise the Lord. I hope you are doing the will of God now. But I know what you want to hear is, how do I hear God? This is where hear the instructions of wisdom. Hear that one first. So you can hear what you need to hear. Praise the Lord. Can we meet another character we should not marry? A lazy person. A lazy. Proverbs 6:9-11. A person that is lazy. Proverbs 6:9-11. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Amen. Verse 31. Look at verse 31 of that chapter. He was talking about somebody. Okay, give me 30. Go to 30 first. The man do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. However, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold, shall give all the substance of his house. Praise the Lord. One of the most dangerous or one of the most problematic issues in marriage is when you marry a lazy person. I don't have the time to do all the exposition about who is a lazy person. But you know who a lazy person is. From that description of chapter 6:9-11, it said he is so lazy that, somewhere else it said that he is so lazy that what he has killed, he can't cook it. He has gone to the jungle to go and hunt, but to cook that thing and make it available for people to eat, he cannot do it. So you find out that there are people who keep giving excuses why they cannot do certain things. They are not going to bring anything to the table. They are not going to add any value to the relationship. They will not stretch themselves. Marriage will require you to stretch yourself. You will have to make sacrifices. If you are the husband, you know naturally you should be the one to provide. Praise God. Many of the marital issues we have to deal with borders on two things. Two things always cause marital problems. The first one is money. The second one is sex. Any other one can be dealt with. But those two can break homes. I also know that somebody has lost her home before because she cannot cook. She's a corporate lady, corporate world. She had a vision and to be a corporate, personality. One of the women that are high up there, that use when they come smartly dressed, they have the everything, bang, bang, bang. But she can't cook indomie. You are laughing. Please, if you can't cook, go and learn how to cook. Me, I'm warning you now. Now, when they are fighting, they will tell you. I don't understand him. She's a very stupid woman. But they will not tell you that, Daddy, will you cook? A brother told me that his senior sister lost her home. They were brethren, because he could not cook. The brother had to walk away. He couldn't stand it. Because every time he has to be in Chicken Republic, everywhere. So if you can't cook, please, let us follow that MTN suggestion. You know, there was a girl who was a fine girl. The mother-in-law called her son that she was coming home. He told the wife, the girl went to panic mode and had to call the mother and said, my mother-in-law is coming. How do I cook for her? So she put her tablet in front and she was cooking. Praise God. Go and learn how to cook. Like we said yesterday, the fastest route to a man's heart. Food. Good food. Balanced food. Garnished. Hallelujah. Say you understand. Say Mubarak. Nothing puts us off more than bad food. One part is burnt, the other part is roasted. One has salt, one does not have salt. It's the same food. When you take the stew, there is one cube of Maggi here. There is one cube of Maggi here. Okay, so next time you get it right. But just get it right. So that means that if you don't have long suffering, if my brother that your patience can't go far, and suffer long, don't marry you. So the way they present, just sit it like that. And thank God and tell God, thank you for giving me this one. Glory to God. But it has caused a lot of problems in home. So sisters, learn to cook well. And if you're a brother that you can cook, please, nothing stops you. I like this Yoruba saying, that the husband saw the snake and the wife killed the snake. It doesn't matter who killed the snake. What is important is that the snake is dead. So if you are blessed with a husband that can cook better than you, please, husbands, cover their nakedness. So I will advise brothers, go and learn how to cook so that just in case. Who's not around? Where are all the brothers? Where are they now? All of you brothers, what is going to happen? Listen to me. In the marriage committee, we'll be asking who can cook. And then we'll do a demonstration. You bring a sample of your food before we give you a go-ahead to marry or not to marry. So you go and prepare your best menu. Praise God. It will make sense, don't you think? Yeah. When you're coming, I know, and we are about 5 or 6 in the committee. So, glory to God. But it's very important. You must know how to do that. You must not be lazy. Career-wise, these are issues that you need to deal with. It's difficult. Because of things that we hear and with things we see, it's difficult for, let's say, a professor or a PhD holder to marry somebody that's a cleaner. Because you must have a spouse, you should be able to present to your colleagues and say, this is my spouse. How can you be a PhD holder and you marry a carpenter? How will you present him or present her to your colleagues? I don't know whether you understand me. It's going to be very difficult to. It's love. You will find out that it doesn't work like that. Because you are speaking to your colleagues and your spouse is like, what are they saying? However, if that spouse has what you call drive, that person can end up becoming a professor if you can pay the price to help him or her to upgrade. So you understand. But you say, my dear, you look at wager. Leave me with this, my carpentry certificate, guild. Guild, is it guild or? They don't even know. Yeah? Trade test. Leave me with my trade test. Or leave me, let me remain a driver. And you.
National.
You will have issues. You will have issues. So these are compatibility things that you also need to look at, whether it will work or not. Now, I'm not saying that it cannot work. If both of you are committed to it, it can work. But you will have trouble in the flesh. At a point, that thing will come to you, that what kind of person did I marry? It's not my intellectual equal. It's not, except you can upgrade. Of course, you have to upgrade. You just have to upgrade. Praise the Lord. It's always better. Amen. So don't marry a lazy person. A person who has no desire to stretch himself or herself. Don't go in that direction. Praise God. You know this one from onset. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 18. I'm still going to talk about the will of God though. I want to finish at 12. Be ye not unequally yoked together with who? Unbelievers. Now, this can come in different varieties and different dimensions. But one of the most common that we have seen is Christians marrying Muslims. We have heard, we have seen, and it still happens. You marry somebody that does not have faith or doesn't care about Jesus Christ, but is just a nominal Christian. My sister married a very conservative Catholic, not charismatic, very conservative, and. When she was going to, she drove all the way from Lagos down to see me and said, should I go ahead and marry him and all that? And I told her, I said, you are a believer. You have been a believer since when you were in university days. You have been in school. You know the word of God. I love him. I said, you are not compatible. Spiritually, you are not compatible. Because how do you want to raise your kids and all that? Say it doesn't matter that he said that I can take them to church. I said, well, go and do as thy soul pleases. When they now married, the boy now said, I am the Lord of this house. You follow me to Catholic Church. And so my sister grew up in a Pentecostal system, so she was very successful. She kept struggling. And the sons and the daughters, the guy made sure that they were dead inside that Catholic. Once he's preaching to them, the guy will get offended. I can't be teaching them all this something. To call the long story short, the center could not hold. Everybody went their way. So it's difficult. Somebody must give. Somebody must surrender. And she was not willing to surrender. Everybody had to go their way. How did they raise their children? DSTV. That was the compromise. Since they will not go to church, you won't go to Catholic, you won't go to church, you go to Pentecostal, let DSTV train them. There are still issues I still have to deal with. I don't know when I will have the time or the money or whatever, or the visa to go and look for her. But all I can say, my dear Pele, God is with you. Can't do more than that. Because the day she came, she thought she could change him. The guy is not born again. He's not submissive to the will of God. He doesn't care. He's jaye jaye boy. And in that system, just like the system with Catholics, with Anglican Islam, there was a sister here that married one of the lecturers in Futa. At that time, he was a Muslim. The lady was a daughter of a deacon and a deaconess in the CAC church. They were well known all over CAC. And his father said, "You're a Muslim. Will you let my daughter practice her religion?" He said, "No, sir. She can practice it. Can do anything. Wear ring, enter hands." Say, "Come here. I'm the Lord here." Is that what your pastor? Don't say your pastor, because as a pastor, your pastor what he teaches you. So it's always using the teachings of Christianity to oppress her. So he now took all the children to Nafa. And now, when the thing got out of control, he now said she herself must become a Muslim. Or more deacon at the deaconess. The woman said, "Laye." So he went to the next stage and started romancing with girls. Because Islam says he can marry four. Abi? So that one paid us. But she still will not change. He now removed the door of her room. Eventually drove her out. As I speak to you, the woman is dead. The husband is a professor at Futa. Enjoying his life. Was it necessary? No. It was not necessary. She should not have gone that far. When you have ifekufe, what is the meaning of ifekufe in English?
Lost.
Okay. When you have lost, there's a way blind. So Bible says, no yoking with an unbeliever. And it says, what fellowship has righteousness with what? Unrighteousness. And what communion hath light with darkness? Next verse. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what path hath he that believeth with an infidel? Next verse. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Praise the Lord. So please, I beg you, if for any reason you don't find a wife or an husband and you're already 50, don't cave in to the temptation of marrying an unbeliever. Please, have loaf. It's better than nothing. Nothing is like that too. Once you join yourself to an unbeliever, you have defiled yourself. It's not worth it. The daughter of late Piotr never married. She should be close to 80 now. She didn't marry because no brother was bold enough to come and tell her, "I love you." Because the wife, the daughter of the legendary Piotr, brothers just shrank away and they didn't talk. They were intimidated. So some of you sisters, be careful how you grow in the corporate world. You are a sister, and God blesses you, and you are buying Jeep. Say, "I want to ride Jeep." You just find that our brothers will just begin to say, "Sister Adele, well done, Sister Adele, well done." And you wonder, why no brothers come to talk to Sister Adele? Because that Jeep is intimidating them. Am I communicating? You think their brothers are not intimidated? They are. Keep a low profile. Even if you have money, keep a low profile. Show yourself that you are humble. Because no brother will want to come into the house and you are the one that has the Jeep. You are the one that have the house. You are the one that have the plate. You are the one that have everything. All he's coming with is just his body. Very, very, very few brothers will say, "I love you." They will just walk away. They just say they didn't see you. So please be careful how you climb in the corporate world. Very careful. It's just like, I remember mommy's nephew, when things were good, is now where to buy me a car as a student here in Puta. And he just told me, he said, my dad wants to buy me a car. I said, lie ye, not on my watch. If your father buy you a car, you'll be right. Lie ye, it's not going to happen. I called the father, perish the thought from your heart. It didn't sound nice. But you know why? Once he gets a car, all the girls in Puta will have eyes on him. The courses will have eyes on him. He won't have time to read. Then would have allowed pride to enter his heart. Today the guy can afford to buy a car for his parents. Because his head was correct. Am I making sense to you? So pay attention to some of these small things. Because they are very, very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One, two more, and then I'll go to the one that will interest you. Amen. Okay. Be careful of Beersheba. Sister Beersheba. Sure, I'm Sister Beersheba. You know Sister Beersheba? You don't know Sister Beersheba? 2 Samuel 11, verses 1 to 4. There is this sister called Sister Beersheba. Be careful of Sister Beersheba. Very, very careful. And be careful of Brother Beersheba. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Verse 2. And it came to pass at evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, what did he see? A woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to do what? To look upon. And next verse. And David said, now listen to me. Let me stop there. Was it the day that David walked on the corridor, veranda, that he said, go and call that woman? I want to believe it was not that day that David saw her. That first day, David was going, and I rebuke in Jesus' name. Second day, David was there. The woman knew that David was watching her. She knew. And she made it available for him to see all that was necessary to see. You think it was only David we should blame? Blame Beersheba too. Because Beersheba created the foundation for this whole problem to have occurred. She knew that was her house is across there. David was living in the upstairs. How do you not know that David will see downstairs? She knew. She knew that David didn't go to war. How will you know his bodyguards were at home? His car was in the garage. Only car, yeah, cars, tyrants. They were parked in the garage. So she deliberately stepped out at that time. Why did she take her bath 5 a.m.? Why must it be evening? Are we talking to each other? Sisters, are you with me? Why is it that people, sisters and girls, like showing a little flesh? Just show a little. Oh, they are not showing everything, they will just show a little. A little cleavage, a little tie, here and there. It's just... Who says she doesn't know? You can't claim ignorance. So. That's why I tell you one thing. Listen to me, girls. If you get a brother by showing him breasts and he loves the cleavage he's seen, in 20 years' time, another smaller girl will come and show him the same thing and he will follow her. The thing that attracted him will keep attracting him for the rest of his life. Am I making sense to you? You show him breasts. By the time you are 20 years older now, you know there will be nothing desirable about you. Then those young girls coming out of Puta will now show you better ones. Then you say, my husband is following me, sister. It was you that laid the foundation. You don't need to show us your flesh. I don't need it. Can I go a little blunt? Can I be a little bit blunt? When does a woman's breast start? And where does it finish? Once you start showing us your cleavage, the rest is left to the imagination. And I can tell you, we have very good imagination. First in 3D. Pastor said 3D. And 7D. You don't need it. It doesn't add value to you. Praise God. Or can you imagine pastor is preaching and a girl is sitting in the front and is opening all her legs. And pastor is broke, and the tongue is confusing each other. You don't need it. You don't need it. If I see you open your leg, if I like you, I will call one of the ushers and go and tell her to close her leg. I used to have a girl like that in church. She would just open her leg. No control, no common sense. Because she would be there. Go and tell her. I call her case. I just have to restrain myself. That one day I was just on why I'm preaching. I just close your legs there. Then my answer. Maybe that time she will borrow sense. That's the first thing that our parents taught our sisters. How to sit and close your legs properly. Why must we be watching film in church? The one we watch on film, is it not enough? It creates problems. So please, let us be careful. Praise God. So, Brother Bathsheba and Sister Bathsheba. Now, brothers, listen to me. I don't know what three sisters, because I've never been one before. Eh? Talk to me. So, joking. See? Six parts. Six parts. Eh? When they have six parts. One, two, three, four, five, six. All right. Praise God. Or when they open their chest, you know, they just pray over there. Just a little, just see the biceps. Listen to me. We all have our inbuilt weaknesses. It came with our construction. Please, let us be mindful and not allow the other person to treat. Don't create the avenue for others to treat. That is my submission. Bathsheba created the atmosphere for David to treat. She ought to have been aware that David will always at evening walk that path. It's not proper for you in the house. You just wear as a woman wrapper. And you walk out and you are done. It's crazy. Let us be decent. Once you are stepping out of your room, dress properly. Brothers come to greet you. And you are wearing boxers. Shorts. Bomb shorts. Okay, I'm in my house. Remember Sister Bathsheba. Eh? Sister Bathsheba. Did that for... It takes two to tango. Like we said, the rest of the story you all know. It never ended well. It never does. Praise the Lord. Let me talk about... Praise God. Incompatibility blood group. Now this was not in the Bible. But we have seen people... Especially when 2 AS wants to marry. We cannot allow What happened to my mic?
Praise the Lord.
Okay. We cannot allow that to continue to happen. Oh, we can say by faith, I've seen at least, I know two couples who by faith married. One was my mom's driver. It was AS, the wife of AS, and the church said no. And he said, God told me, this is my wife. And they had three kids, and none of them had SS. Hallelujah. My friends who also, I never knew that both of them were AS until after the third child. And they said, thank God. Because I said, clearly, thank God. We're not married. Then I learned they were AS. So the three of them, none of them is SS. But who knows that your own may change? But you can be in your own turn that the thing will now, all of four of them will now be SS. What will you do? If you have seen them in crisis, it's not good. So to avoid that scenario, not because both of you don't love each other, not because both of you don't want to live with one another, it's for the sake of the children you will have. The sufferings they will go through is not worth it. The suffering you yourself will go through, the heartbreaks you will go through, is not worth it. So just carry your leg. You are here. Ah, God bless you, my dear brother. God bless you, my dear sister. And just, because your blood group technically is incompatible. So here, we will not approve it. But if you insist, by force, I will go ahead. I'm back for something, though. I will just be calling you Pele, Epele, Pele. So our hospital is long Pele, Pele. Because we warned you. And if it is good, praise God. But I can tell you one thing. It's not only you that will suffer. The whole church will suffer. Because even I'm saying Pele, Pele, my heart will not do Pele. I will have to come to hospital. All of us will be there, pray. Knowing fully well, after a while, the child will still die. The Lord will help us. Incompatible blood group. Yesterday we also said that you cannot marry your blood relations. It's not going to happen. God helping us. Don't let any demon blind your eye. I say your sister is fine. Don't try it. Don't go there. Why do you think the Bible calls us brothers and sisters? Are you with me? Do you know that when I see my junior sister or my senior sister and I hug them, nothing moves in my body? Why do you think that is? Because we are blood related. Somewhere in my mind there, that thing has died. So I can't, my body can't move. But I can't hug all the sisters that I see. Ah, sister, how are you? After a while, you need something else. So don't say that I'm not a spirit. Hallelujah. We speak in tongues all the time. I can hug anybody. Don't worry. You from that realm, you will enter the hell. So be wise. Be careful that you don't get into this trap. Praise the Lord. Let us talk about the will of God. How then do I know the will of God? I have been talking about the will of God since yesterday. Praise God. Now, the teaching on the will of God is very, 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 is wide, is complex, is not something, I don't know whether I can finish it, but I'll just touch on a few things that will help us do the will of God. Like I said at the beginning, when we talk about set theory, we have seen the people we cannot marry. So let us say hypothetically you are left with 30 people. After we have discarded all those once we have said we cannot marry, we have 30 possible scenarios that you can marry. All of them are qualified. They have the height, they have the color, they have the package, they have the... No. Praise God. Maybe I should add a few other things to it. One of the basic things that will help you determine the will of God is your value system. If you have incompatible value systems, you cannot marry that person. Of course, that's an outflow of what I just shared with you about unbelievers. But even among believers, you will have people that have conflicting value systems. When I speak about values, one may see nothing wrong in being honest. As far as it's concerned, you don't have to be honest. Paul said, I've renounced the evil things of dishonesty. So if you are that kind of person that you cannot stand people being dishonest, you can't live with that kind of person. So already that person is disqualified. Is that okay? You know, we are not talking about hearing voice now. What about the goals, life goals? You are perceiving God as a calling on your life to be a man of God. And this person wants to be a Nollywood actor or actress. Is that compatibility? You are going in different directions. You are going to Abuja, she is going to Lagos. How can both of you work together? But can two work together and say they will be what? Said they agree. So you must be compatible. Except she is willing to give up her dream. But I can tell you that most oftentimes, such people always look back and say, oh, I wish I had gone to Nollywood. Because every time she watches Nollywood films, she keeps telling them, I'm better than this guy. Oh, I'm better than that. Over time, she will still go back to Nollywood. So you can't patch it. Except God does a work of deliverance. Now that thing expunged from the heart. Praise the Lord. I've spoken a little about academics. That one you can handle that. If you are the kind of person that does not have shame, you can be a PhD holder and your wife is a cleaner. It doesn't mind, you don't mind. But let me tell you, your children will ask you one day. Like they asked my cousin. My cousin is very short. He married a very short woman and the children were shorter. So one day they called their mother and said, were both of you blind? Because the girls can't find husband. Because they are very short. Who will marry her then? Benny, the reality we have here. It's like one of my guys we used to do solar together. Is he's not taller than me. The girl he married is as tall as me. Ah, but Mystic Lefe Sheyi. I love her. Ah. Primary school. The girl is the primary school. She's as tall as this. By the time she's going to university, she'll be as tall as this. Who will marry her? Do you understand? Is there somebody? Which somebody? She'll be almost the 7'5", 7 or 6'5 or 6'8. By the time they are two. Then you, brother, want to marry her. Say, I love you. I love you. Brothers will walk away. So, please, you must realize that this thing is not about you. You must look at the future. How is it going to impact on them? Praise God. It's just like we're talking about the AS and you know, AS. It's not about you as it were. It's about those kids. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about goals also. Supposing you are the kind of person you love Ijuta Golu, and your wife is coming from Lekki Aja. How do you guys want to come? Praise God. You are going to have issues. Except we can take you from Iju and relocate you to Aja. Or that girl, God can rot a work on her that she doesn't mind living in Iju. But if God does not rot that work, it's not going to work. Am I communicating? Praise the Lord. So, let us look at the general framework about the will of God. There are three. Let me look at three things. Proverbs 3. Let us look at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. These are basic things that helps to decide what the will of God is. This is how you proceed about the will of God. Like I said during the diathesis, there are two aspects of God's will. There is the one that is revealed, and there's the one that is not revealed. Praise God. But most of the time, in deciding the one that is not revealed, you look at it, you look at the principles of what has been revealed to decide what you are likely, God is likely to be saying. Somebody was asking me on Facebook that about the election of Nigeria, that what is the will of God concerning the election. I said, I don't know the will of God. And he was angry and everything. What he was wanting was a prediction. Who was going to win? Now that I predict that Buhari will win or Buhari will lose, does not mean it's the will of God. So we are living in the realm of predictions. The will of God will not override your individual wills. We have developed a system where individual wills are allowed to be exercised and God can overrule your will. But the way all of you are talking, it's clear that this is the person you will choose. But that does not mean that the person God wants. Praise God. So these are things we must understand about what goes on. But now this is about you here. And you need to understand what's going on. So if you want God... Now, before I do that, before I read this, there's this scripture I want to read. Praise the Lord. That scripture that says that a prudent wife is from the Lord. You know where that is? It's in Proverbs. Proverbs 18:22. Proverbs 18:22. Before I come back here. 18:22. Please, can I have some water? I've been speaking since to 10. 18:22, not 22:23. It says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. 19:14. Give me 19:14. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Now please, this is not just about wife, it's also about husband. You cannot get the right person except the Lord is involved. Because there are so many unknown variables that you can't control. And because you can't control those variables, which I call X factor, you need God to step in to help you with those. Having disregarded so many, and you still have a few many others, it will take God to help you. So it says this, that houses and riches are inheritance of fathers. Your father can give you houses. Your father can give you an inheritance. Your father can give you a good education, but your father cannot give you a home. It's not transferable. That your parents had a good home does not mean that you will have one. That your parents don't have one does not mean you also will be like them. Am I making sense? It is God. It's from the Lord. That's why you and I must go back to who can help us. Am I making sense? That's why this all the issue of the will of God came up in the first instance. Who does God want me to marry? Who is the best person? Because I don't know. I don't know how to choose. I don't even know what to look for. Praise the Lord. Because when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, and he obtains favor from the Lord. I'm trying to look at, there's a particular translation I want to look at. Praise the Lord. Who has the Easy English translation?
I like that Easy English translation. Okay. Praise God.
Okay. Let me put it there.
Proverbs what again? No, the first one I read. 18:22. Easy English.
If you find a wife, you find a good thing. It shows that the Lord is good to you.
It shows that the Lord is good to you. If you find a good, if you find a wife, you found a good thing. It shows that the Lord is good to you. When God is not good to you, finding a wife will be difficult. Now, you can find sisters, you can find girls, you can find anything, but not a wife. You can find a man, he has a six-pack, he has a seven-pack, he has eight-self. You've not found a good thing, because there is no favor. So, in starting off, you need favor. What did Paul say in Hebrews chapter 4, in Hebrews 4, 16? He said, come boldly to what? The throne of grace, that you may do what? Obtain mercy. Mercy is favor. When they look at you and favor you, heaven will get interested in your matter. Once heaven gets interested in your matter, heaven will take over your steps. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are what? They are ordered by the Lord. The word ordered there means ordained. The word ordained is what was used in Psalm 8 verse 3. It said the stars and the galaxies, you know, and all the things that God did, that he ordained them. Are you with me? And if you know how God ordained them, it's fantastic. And he said, what is man that thou art mindful of me? So when God ordains yourself, that means you, it makes you to go according to a preset plan. He orders your step. When you want to go here, he says, stop, don't move. Hallelujah. Then after 20 minutes, he says, turn left. How many of you watch this film? I don't remember some of this film. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Diana Jones. He's always doing mysteries. He said, when he wants to get that, he sees that prize thing he's looking for. But see, all along, the whole thing is booby-trapped. So sometimes you walk, you come back, you turn here, then after a while, you go back, then you... That's how to unlock that puzzle to get to his goal. Because this path of finding is not straight. I can't copy your path. I can't copy his path. They must design your own path for you. And so when you listen to testimonies of everybody, their paths are not the same. Praise God. So the way God helped Pastor Ogie is not the way God did it with Pastor Dele. It's not the way he did it for me. It's not the way he did it for Pastor Bill. It's not the way he's going to do for you. It's going to be different. Praise the Lord. But one thing is common to all. We found favor. Because I don't regret marrying the woman I married. Are you with me? I found a wife. If you are going to find your own, you need favor. You need favor. And so favor is not something you assume. You don't presume on it. You ask for it. James said, does any man lack wisdom? Let him do what? Ask. You don't know what to do. When Joshua was speaking to the people, he said, keep a distance between you and the priest, because you have not passed this way before. You need God to lead you, because you have not passed this way before. Hallelujah. So let's go to Proverbs 3. That Proverbs 3 that I asked us to look at. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. This is a generic template for being led by the Lord. God's leading cannot be assumed. You can't assume on God. You can't presume on Him. You can't say because He comes to church every day, God will automatically lead you. It's not so. Hallelujah. You can't say, oh, Pastor, I pray a lot. It does not mean He will lead you. It has nothing to do with all those religious activities. He said this. Please, can we go back to verse 5? He said, trust in the Lord. What does it mean to trust in the Lord? Let us look at this scripture. 2 Chronicles 16:9. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Hear me, thou art done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have words. One said, whose mind is stayed on Him? To trust in the Lord is to have your mind stayed on Him. What does it mean to have your mind stayed on God? Is to have your attention on God. Is to keep focusing on God as the object of salvation in this life. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. Now, many of you have unconsciously put trust in people before without realizing it. Amen. So let us ask ourselves, how did we do it? Hypothetically, supposing somebody told you, a person you know very well, a person who has a capability and the means, and I say, a person says, oh, I will give you 20,000 by 8 p.m. tomorrow. From that point, your mind remains fixed on that issue. Am I communicating? Every time you are going, the thing comes into your mind, and say, oh, thank God for that man, he's giving me 20,000. You know, and every time your mind keeps going there, the thing keeps playing in your mind. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. And you'll find out that most often times, you will not forget that 8 p.m. appointment. If you forget the 8 p.m. appointment, it means that the enemies of your father's house have come up with you. Pray for that, your mind is there. Now, God knows where your mind is focused on Him. Because when you acknowledge your dependency on Him, He knows when your heart is like that. There's a way, I don't know how He does it, but that is why He's the Lord. Trust in the Lord. His eyes run to and fro the earth. He shows Himself strong on behalf, whose heart is perfect, whose heart is stayed on Him. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Proverbs 3. It says, trust in the Lord. And do what? Lean not on thy own understanding. See, one of the setbacks we have as educated fellows is that our minds have been trained to solve problems. And there's nothing wrong about that, that you are trained to solve problems. But let me say, this particular kind of problem, nobody trained you for it. So don't kid yourself that you know how to solve it. I can solve mathematical problems, I can solve engineering problems, I can solve some few pastoral problems. But when it comes to being led by God, I can't solve it because I don't know how. Praise the Lord. I don't know how. So I have to recognize my limitation. And therefore I cannot lean on my understanding. What they've trained me for is not good enough. You know, it's interesting that there is no syllabus in our curriculum of any particular course that teaches you how to run your life. None. Most of the career talks and everything is emanating from the church. And from the church is hitting the land. But they didn't teach us how to run our lives. So don't lean on your understanding here. Because your understanding will not suffice. Whatever training you have ever had will not help you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 6. He said, in all your ways, do what? Acknowledge Him. You know what it means to acknowledge? Ejuba. Everything you are doing, acknowledge God. Why? Like I said at the beginning, you have not passed this way before. One of the names is the Alpha and what? Omega. The one who was at the beginning, the one who is also at the end. He has been in between. He has seen it all. There's nothing you are going to go through that is strange to God. So acknowledge Him. Unconsciously and consciously acknowledge Him. And then what did He say? What did He promise? If you trust in Him, you don't lean on your understanding, but you keep acknowledging Him, there's a promise. He said He will do what? He will direct your path. Praise God. Let me stop and let me talk a little about that. You cannot marry a woman or a man hypothetically. What I mean is that you are standing here and you just get a revelation that the woman is in Ijibo, Lagos. Hallelujah. And by the Spirit you marry her. You both must see. Am I communicating? You both must what? Is it that God carries you to go and see her? Or God brings her? Come and see. Somebody must move. Amen. There are some of you that will meet your spouse in Akure here. But you were not born in Akure. They brought you from somewhere to Akure. Who do you think was orchestrating your movement? You think it was your parents? They go to school in Akumba? No. Or go to school in Futa? No. It was God orchestrating something. He was directing your steps. Some of you said, I filled UI and I passed, but they did not take me. Then one uncle came and said, what about Futa? I said, what? Fool come, fool me. Ended up in Futa. That's where you will meet the person you want to marry. Because he who walketh after, he does the things after the predetermined counsel of his will. So if you are a person given to trusting Him, you are committed to Him, of necessity, He will direct your path. He will just carry you. Where are you going to do your NYC? Ah, Pastor, I'm going to do my NYC in Lagos. He will just carry you and throw you to Katsina. Ah, let me, God. Katsina. If it's Katsina, the boy will come and meet you. Because He will direct your path. You must trust Him to direct your path. Because the person must see you. Because the person we can see that we can propose to. If we don't see you, we can't propose. Praise the Lord. So that's how He does it. Trust Him. Lean on your understanding. All your ways, acknowledge it. And He said He will direct your path. So if you have done those first three, you have the right to say, God, I've done the first. Where is number four promise you made? The promise is there. You say that He will direct you. I don't know how He does it, oh, but He will direct you. I don't know where you will meet Him or you meet how, but I know He will direct you. Praise God. It could be at you just go to a bit of a meal. But I became, we need ice cream. I got lost in Chicken Republic. And I got Chicken Republic. The girl is somewhere in Akumba. At that time, she too wants to get to Chicken Republic. That time she will just enter. And then she will know, you now turn around. And you look like a sister. I'm a sister now. Can I move? That's how you start talking. And the rest will be history. He will direct your steps. You'll be shocked how precise He will do it. Trust Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this sweet? But I've not given you specifics. Amen. After take good experience. I'm not gonna be there. Amen. When it is time, I will tell you my experience. Are we still together? This God is good. How did He direct the steps of the servant of Abraham? to look for Rebecca. Even when the servant got to the family house, that compound, how did he pick Rebecca out? He said, Lord, the woman that fetches water and feeds my cattle and all that, my camel and everything. Many girls came. They saw the man. Not knowing that the man was loaded with the eternal blessings of heaven. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Sisters, may you not miss the day of your visitation. Miracle was standing in their front and they did not see it. But it never packages itself as a miracle. They had been praying, God, give me an offer, give me an offer. And the solution came that day. And none of them was moved. Only Rebecca was moved. May God move you at your time.
Amen.
People have thrown away miracles like that. When God answered their prayers, they didn't see it as an answered prayer. They despised the presentation. That man was dirty. That man was looking unpackaged. And so they would have just looked at him and walked past him, fed their water and went their way. Who knows? Who knows? I'm not saying that you should start being good to everybody. Start giving, going to Mr. Big to be buying cream for all the brothers that comes your way. My hand is not there. But any case, if you buy for the brothers, just send my own down. Amen. All right. Let us now go to the ones that we all like. How then does he reveal his will? Amen. This one is the one that is very, 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 very interesting. Romans 12, 1 to 2. Let me take it from the known to the unknown. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Let me stop there. The major reason why God never reveals his will to people is because of their desire to conform. You think that by present yourself the way the world presents itself is the way you will find your future partner. It does not work like that. In fact, if you are a believer, I suspect that everyone may just try to frustrate you and weary you until your story ends up like Jacob, who by might and strength and capacity of brain felt he could maneuver his will, and God disabled him until he had an encounter with the angel. They told you that they removed the zip bone and he began to walk. He couldn't run. The man has been running from God for years, but that day God stopped him from running. Are you with me? You cannot think, like I said earlier on, show flesh. I think that flesh can bait the brother. You will bait the wrong person. It always happens like that. So don't conform. Don't let the philosophy and the wisdom of this world guide your mind. You must knock it out. You must let God choose for you. Amen. But be it transformed. Learn the ways of God. Learn the dynamics and the workings of the Spirit. Now you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you prove it? Because by experience. You prove by experience. You learn by experience. You learn by dealing. You know, you've tried this one, it didn't work. Like somebody said, we spent some time with somebody, you know, and the man just wasted our time. And I was feeling bad for wasting my time at that company. And my brother said, look, we only learned how it should not be done. And I said, that's true. So in learning how it should not be done, I also learn how it can be done. Praise God. So there are two ways by which you can learn. You can learn how a thing can be done. You can learn how it should not be done. So in proving, there's a lot of experimentation that goes into it. Am I making sense to you? A lot of what? Experimentation. The only thing that you need to be careful about is that you don't do an experiment that will blow up in your face. Don't let it blow up in your face. When it blows up in your face, we may have to have a plastic surgery for you. Amen. Don't commit yourself too much. Just learn and learn and learn. So the Bible says, with good counsel, make your work. That's why you need counselors, people to guide you. And I want to say this. In obtaining counsel, in seeking the will of God, it's better to look for godly and experienced people to guide you. Am I making sense? And most of the time, it should be your pastoral team. When you talk to friends, I have learned from experience that friends that do not have experience are not very good counselors. There was a particular set, there was a particular king, the son of Solomon. You remember him? Rehoboam, thank you, Pastor. Who called his father's counselors, asked them for counsel, and they gave him very good counsel. Then he called his friends, and the friends said, that's rubbish counsel. Will we do our own like this? And that one tore the whole kingdom apart because of wrong counsel. So experience matters. Calling and experience go hand in hand. So when you are trying to establish God's will, you need counselors. Praise the Lord. Because experimentation is involved. Amen. So that's the first thing you must learn also about the will of God. Praise God. The second one is the word. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Here we are talking about all scripture is given by inspiration. Do you know that while you're under administration, a revelation of the person can come to you? Praise God. Or revelation of the person, whether it's not the person, will just hit you. Say, this person is not the person. And it's canceled. Hallelujah. It's for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, let me just jump that. You know that already. Then, prayers. James 1:5. Say, does any man lack wisdom? Let him do what? Pray. Ask. How do you ask? You pray. Lord, I need wisdom. Lord, I like this sister. Is she the one or is she not the one? I like this brother. Is he the one or is he not the one? And the Bible says, God, who giveth liberally? He does not upbraid. He does not get angry that you are asking such stupid things. He's not stupid, though. He will hear. He will answer. Praise the Lord. Then, the one, go, is the indirect revelation. The one that is very subjective. The dreams. The inward weakness. Which other one? The feelings. Which other one do you people have? The vision. Praise God. I have issues with dreams. Because the Bible says the dream cometh by a multitude of business. But then also, God has spoken to, He has conveyed His will to this man. Saul. Do you remember? When Paul, is it Paul? Saul, it's Paul. I beg your pardon, it's Paul, not Saul. Hallelujah. Let us look at this scripture. By vision. Acts 16:1-10. A vision. He had a vision. Praise God. Praise God. A vision can come as a dream. Daniel was like that. In the visions of the night. It was like a dream, but it was a vision. This guy had a dream, but it was also a vision. What's his name? Joseph. You also can have a vision and a dream. As a dream. In Acts 16, this is not where I'm going. Can you go to Acts? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you go to, I think, 10? Let's go to 10. Acts 16. 10. Okay. I was going to go to the end. Paul wanted to go to a particular place in Asia to go and minister. And every time he made attempt to go, the Holy Ghost said no. He made attempt to go to somewhere else in Asia, the Holy Ghost said no. Then I think he had enough common sense. I said, this is not, I'm not going anywhere. This is not making sense. Like I said, finding God's will may involve experimentation. Are you with me? God did not give him a go-ahead to go into those areas. So he had to stay back and became quiet and was waiting upon God. And was like, God, what and where should I go? I can't stay here. I have to move. And that night, he had a dream. And the dream, a man dressed in the Macedonian clothes appeared to him. He said, come over to Macedonia and help us. And he waking up, discussing with his ministerial team, and they all agreed that God was telling them to face Europe, to Macedonia. And that's how they set sail to Macedonia. And that's how the gospel entered Europe. It was going to Asia, and God directed into Europe. So when you talk about, the Europeans are developed, it was a strategic move of the Spirit that took that development there. Am I communicating to us? Okay. How then does that apply to you? I like this sister. And I'm praying, Lord, it's in your will. And the Lord said, no, don't force it. Are you with me? Oh, Lord, is she the one? He said, no, it's not the one. After a while, she's just sitting there and said, God, you have to say that I'm just jumping ahead of myself. Now, all the parameters are good for either of them to be your wife. But God says no. Because God has somebody better for them. You are not the one. You remember this man, Elijah. Benny, you are not the one. Somebody is always better. If God says no, he has somebody better for his daughter. And you are not that person. Don't feed that bill. When Elijah said, I'm the only one. All of them are all corrupt. Hey, they don't know me. I've been serving God. God said, Brother Elijah, I have 7,000. You're not the only one. I only chose you. If you say no, I will call somebody else to do the same work. I hope you are communicating. I'm communicating. So, listen. God knows the person that is best for you. If he says it is not that brother, don't kill yourself. Somebody better is coming your way. Hallelujah. Now, the problem we have is that when God eventually tells you that it is that brother, and you look at him, he doesn't have 7-pack. Even 1-7, he doesn't even have. And even not as tall as he should be tall. Or he's not, he's dark in complexion. Or what are things you don't like? In short, I have to be wearing high heels like you. He said, cannot be. Praise God. When Samuel saw David coming, David did not look like a king. He didn't look like a king. But that is the person upon whom the hand of God was upon. It was years after that they realized that God made the best choice for Israel. But at the time he stood before Samuel, God said, Samuel, arise, anoint him. And Samuel was like, are you for real, this boy? There are times when the person God will pick for you may not be the kind of person you like, but years after, you will look back and say, God, I thank you. So, how do you verify dreams? You see, you need to interpret. You have to be careful with dreams. Because Satan can play on you. He has played on many. That's why you need counselors. Godly counselors. Who can help you interpret the dream? Like Pastor, that's why I still miss Pastor Ashaolu. Suppose you have a dream. You saw this sister. She's in wedding dress. You now say, she must be my wife. Jesus may be showing you the picture of the church. He may not be talking about wife at all. But your carnal mind is zeroing on wife. And you miss it. Do you not know? Do you not know people in dreams? Images come in people you know. But it may not be the person. It has happened negatively. When you bring somebody to your parents and your mom will now dream, ah, I saw that person, he has four legs. She can't marry her, oh, she can't marry her. I know of somebody who broke up like that with a lady because the mother said she has leg like that of goat. Saw in a vision. He now married another girl. And that girl was made his life very miserable. So dreams are things that are very, very unreliable. If you are not skilled in handling it, Satan can mess you up in that area. Are you with me? So let us assume you have a dream. Don't act on one dream. You now need the word of the Lord for it to continue. Praise the Lord. You need a word. You need an interpretation. Paul said that let the prophet speak and let the other prophets that are there, let them do what? Let them judge. There is safety in being submissive to spiritual people. Because when they listen to it, they can judge it. Is it God or is it not God? Praise the Lord. There was a lady I loved. I loved her. Before I met my wife. Ah, girl, you're fine. Olua Motri Yawutuda, Olua Ishi. But deep in my heart, I knew that she was not very, very God kind of person. You know, but so fine. She was an outcast. Nigerian, Indian. You understand? Operation. I didn't need to pray. This is the will of God. Hallelujah. So I launched my manifesto. So in the process of waiting for answer, the good thing that is today, she has not given me answer. My friend came to me. He said he had a dream about me. I said, what about? He said I was driving a car. And suddenly the car began to go uphill. And then when it crashed the hill and was going down, I lost control and I ended up in a ditch. I need the interpretation thereof. That there's no way here. But I hoped against hope. Because Abraham hoped against hope. It was mercy that delivered me. If that girl had said yes, ma tell you. God just kept her. She just didn't answer. She just smiled and left me with my revelation. Now God delivered me. So when I talk about God, we two have made mistakes. It's not that we didn't make mistakes. Praise God. So you need that confirmation. Blessed are that when God puts people around you, that they can help you in the day of your need. We can't say that. Then we can't go this way. Don't go this way. Amen. Now, which other one do we say? I have been world witness. I've had brothers and sisters tell me, say, how do you know he's the one? Say, Pastor, I prayed. So I have this peace. And you have peace. Okay, let us be looking. God will go with you. After a few months, my dear Papa, we are going together. Okay, no problem. Few months after, Alpha, I don't understand the brother. He just called me again. Oh, where is the peace? There was one that was said this brother is a Jim brother. His father and parents are pastors. He graduated from Unibank. He's an engineer. What else? He's from Benin. Immediately, my antenna just went up. Bang, bang, bang. Red flag. Bang, bang. Benin Christianity get Caleb. Ah, I said, Pastor, So when I invited him to Akure, he gave me all the right answers. But there was no peace in my heart. But my sister, my daughter had peace. But they knew the peace. So as not to spoil our face, I gave them my consent. They go in peace. After a few months, my dear, how far now? Later on, she now go lamole. Said the brother is asking for sex. I said, I thought as much. I told you I won't do that. I won't do. This Benin Christian is a geki leg. Do you understand? So there are times when somebody comes around and says, Pastor, this brother is from KNS. I have issues. Because the value system that raised him up is not what you were used to, that we used in raising you up. It's not going to work. A place where morality is not, how will I put that? The issue of morality is not strong. It's weak. So you can have a dream, but other things, there are other parameters that we have to check. So let the prophets judge. Amen. Praise God. What are other things that make for the will of God? Pastor, can I just like a sister? I just saw the girl. I just like that. There's nothing wrong in liking. Are you with me? But the issue is that can you work together? Will she be submissive? If not, that liking will not be so. Because let me tell you, in every marriage, there will be always a challenge that you will face. That will require you go back to that foundation that God said. This is my beloved, in whom I am well. Did it happen to John? It was John that said, behold the lamp of God that take away the sin of the world. Later on, he said, are you really the one? Or should we expect another? He was going to tell him. That expression he had, as he forgot it. Because you need a reference. It is that reference that will hold you. And I said, God said this, I'm going ahead. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. That will help you. When you present her or you present it to your parents and your parents say, where is she from? She's from Akwa Ibom. No. It's forbidden in our tribe to marry from Akwa Ibom. Since that time you will now go back to God told me. Are you with me? Because if God told you, then you will weather that storm. But when I just saw her on the road, you come, let us go to my father's house. And he said, no, she's from Akwa Ibom, go back. You say, my dear, sorry. Bye-bye. Nothing solid will hold you down. So that's why you need to be very sure. Very, very, very sure. Before you plunge into it. What other things do we have? I think we'll discuss that later this evening, right? If you have questions, then we're ready to take the questions. One other thing I want to say. Let me quickly talk about stakeholders. Assuming I have found a wife. I love her. She loves me. Praise God. We are always going to Mr. Bolotman with him here. Pim House. We like Pim. We like popcorn. We have so many things in common. We now get to. Your problem may not be your daddy or your mom. Maybe one auntie somewhere. That auntie has an influence on your father. The auntie just comes and says, who is this girl? That wants to marry my nephew. That's where everything ends. And you will not know that that's the trouble behind the truth. You don't find your brother just say, my dear, that boy you brought home, that boy, I don't know. If you start fighting your father, you're just fighting him in vain. Because until you deal with the problem, that your auntie. And auntie will come say, my dear, why are you? Hey, that brother. Hey, are you still going to marry him? Then you come to your father. Kulifeo. Oh, your families are dysfunctional. You will have to contend with them. In my own case, let me tell you my own story. Me and my wife, I agree we'll marry you. We now carried our leg. Well, I can't go. I had no problem with my mother-in-law. I don't have a father-in-law. You have died. So I had only a mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is the most pleasant woman around. She doesn't give you problem. But My sister-in-law too is a very nice woman. But I just found that they were shifting goalposts. Not shifting goalposts. I became angry and frustrated. In my time, if I was like, what? Married to my boss, so, my worker. I rubbish on my way. So I borrowed myself some common sense. Then I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't understand what's happening in my family of my wife. Who is behind this trouble? That they are giving me all this. He said it's the husband of my sister-in-law. He's the one causing this whole wahala. And every time I come, Ekarochi, yeah, Bawoni, Ekpelebawoni, Johnny, he greets me, plays with me, yeah. But it was what on that Google. Say, Lord, what should I do to deal with him? Say, you go and prostrate when you see him. Prostrate. You know, I'm Mundo. We are proud. Why should I prostrate for him? We are both in love. And God did not say anything again. I struggled. Said that I have nothing to lose. So the day I got to Lagos, man, I just prostrated. Good afternoon, chief. Mama, don't mark me now. Get up now. Before I got to Akure, they had caught. That Mary can go. After I walked away from the relationship, will I not speak of Pastor Dalsuzo? The mother-in-law said, she saw a vision. They said that the husband will die young. And for years we were on it. Thank God for Pastor Dalsu. Please come for Pastor Dalsu. He held on because that God told me. I thought, I said, look, it's not by force you should marry you. There are sisters out there that are plenty. Leave Shewa alone. Let us go. He said, no, it's Shewa. Today, the mother-in-law is beaming from right to left. Thanking God. Now, it did not come easy. We had to engage spiritual and physical and all kinds of intimidation. Shewa's dad is a priest. So we had to use mommy's cousin, who is a bishop. But I gave bishops we're marshalling three or four bishops to battle. I didn't know that this is going to be a problem. Praise God. Amen. And you cannot say no to your bishops. So that's why they reluctantly agreed to leave Sister Shewa for pastor. Today, nobody took him and said that we had a dream. Am I communicating to you? Now, this is my take as I bring this to a conclusion. Marriage takes more than love. It takes more than feelings. It's like you cooking a stew. All kinds of ingredients must be brought into it to properly mix it and cook it at the right temperature for it to be palatable to eat. Are you with me? Everything you've learned in church will be brought to bear. It will be challenged. So if you are a person, you have not learned human relations or how to relate to people, you will have problems. Your first problem will be with your in-laws. You call me, you are greeted like this, good morning, man. If you are unfortunate that your mother-in-law-to-be is a very, very traditional woman, you have failed on arrival. Or, you don't know how to eat. Anything can trip you. And if those people say you are not married, you are not married. Even if the church say go ahead, they say they are not married, there's nothing we can do. Except we persuade them. Look, I'm not the kind of person that say, go and marry, don't worry, don't mind your parents. I will not allow you to marry against the consent of your parents. Me, I will not allow you. I will not, don't even think, me, I will support you. Pastor, my father is an herbalist. Oh, when he was born in you didn't know he was an herbalist. When you were going to school, you did not say, I'm not taking your money, you're an herbalist. Or I defy girls, or I'm your father is an herbalist. May God forgive you. May God and I forgive you. You must, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. whether they are herbalists or not, honor them. So you can't come to the place of marriage and say you will discard them. No. I will not permit that to happen. So you have to learn wisdom. When you don't have, you don't know what to do, you have to ask God. Where I will have problem with you is compromise. Because there are families, like I told you, it could be your auntie, it could be your uncle. Some of them are traditional, some of them could be fetish. They will say that, well, because if you are going to marry, they are going to call all of them together. Our daughter, our son wants to marry. They are the one, especially if you are the woman, they are the one who will put down the conditions. We want 4 goats, 3 rams, 1 leg of cow. They will count it. Praise God. Now, it will be wrong for you as a sister to carry that list. Give me your paper. Carry your list and give it to your brother to be. Say, go and, this is what my family wants. Go and buy it. That guy does not have the mouth to go and meet your parents and say, I cannot buy all this. You have not found wife. Oh. Do you understand me? It is you that will take a stand and say, remove this one. Remove this one. We are not buying this. You say, we are not buying. We are not buying. It's not I am. It's not buying. It's I. We are not buying. Because what's the sense that you are not together? They will break it. Are you with me? It is we. You are giving the list to him, but it is we that will buy it. They will take note of what you are saying. Praise the Lord. In your family, if you are from a royal family, there could be traditions. Are you willing to say no to those traditions? When we married, we're coming back home from Lagos, and my aunties mounted a guard of honor. I said, my wife was walk on water before entering the house. I said, not my wife. They said, the tradition of the family. I said, that's your business, not my wife. In fact, my name is Mustafa. Oh, yeah. I just drove back. Made a U-turn. Ah, we are planning party. It's your party. I'm going to sleep. Carried my wife and went away. Because people have contacted things at that point. You don't know them now. You know the ones that fly at night. Were you there with them? You don't know them. Pastor was saying it, that you just do line like this and you cross and demons start following you. It's reality. It's occultic, but it's reality. So if they were there, that day, I tell you, we are poor water. You think it's ordinary water, and you cross it. And from that day, you're having problems. You need time, I see my bad draw. You need time. What do you see? Yeah, I will tell Pastor Dele, read the outside. But me, I don't have. So don't put us in trouble. Be wise. You must. So everything you know, spiritual warfare, with everything you must deploy it. Because I think you are going to battle. But blessed are thou if your family that you are marrying into is trouble free. Hallelujah. But hardly will you find families that are trouble free. Praise God. You have to deploy everything you have ever learned. So where you need to kneel down. Where you need to eat well. If you don't know how to use fork and knife, and you are going to a place like Lekki, go and learn how to use fork and knife properly. Praise God. Am I making sense to you? You must learn the proper protocol and etiquette. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
For now, I've exhausted everything that I want to say. Is there any other one? We'll continue in the evening. God will help us in Jesus' name. I hope you are not that far. You have a question? Oh, yeah. Can you hear, Brother Femi? Can you hear? Oh, yeah, now. They will not give you a microphone. Don't give her a microphone. She's in the choir. She can project her voice. Hallelujah. The prophet gave us the name of a person she has to marry.
Thank you.
That this is the name of the person you have to marry. So in such instances, what advice can we give to such fellow?
Which church does that woman go? I can't give you a look. I'm only answerable to God for the people under me. Are you with me? I can't help somebody else who has another kind of shepherd. But for me, I think it's wrong for a person to come up with, because he's a prophet. Primarily, the work of a prophet is not to be doing that. It's like you asking the governor to be sweeping on the road. It's not his business. Are you with me? It's not the work of the prophet to be giving names. So, please, don't carry four names. I said, Pastor, Baba Iwulara, there is Ade, there is Segun, there is Bimbo, there is Ewema Ibadura Lore. You will be misled. Because you are opening yourself to lying spirits. They will mislead you. One of the basic and the most fundamental aspects of the Christian work is that God is your Father. And because He's your Father, you have a right to go and meet Him yourself. Praise the Lord. It's not my job to say, out of this four, Tanwijin with the Wijin. No, what are you doing? Okay. And I say, okay. Ishegu, I marry Ishegu. When you run into trouble, it's a prophet gave you name. Don't do that. It's not about name, it's about character. Marry character. Don't marry name. Don't marry certificate. Don't marry beauty. Don't marry all those ephemeral things. Marry character. My principal used to say this. He said, a man with a first-class character but has a second-class brain will go further in life than a man that has a first-class brain but a second-class character. Character is everything. Character will make up where there is anointing deficiency. Do you understand me? When you have other deficiency, character will build it up. No in-law, father or mother, will throw out a person that has character. Look, all of us are profiles. When I was going to marry my wife, they said I was from Mondo, and that's why they did not like me. My parents did not like my wife because she was from Abeokuta. Maybe they've seen and heard stories about people from Abeokuta, and they did not like it. So immediately I brought up, it's Abeokuta. It's not like you come and say, I want to marry Igbo. Iwe? Provide me, I have not found anybody yet. People are profiles. It will take you to show that you are different. Am I communicating? You have to show it. So by your fruit you will know. So please go for character. Marry character. Marry a person that God will be proud of. I said, have you considered my servant Job? You know, Job married the wrong woman. He married the wrong woman. Because how do we know it was the wrong woman? It was a woman that said, curse God and die. It was the wrong... I don't know, was it the woman that eventually gave birth to the other children? I'm not sure. Woman had to die back. That woman had walked away. Job was married another woman who produced new children for him. They won't speak with you in the day of your need. Immediately they say, you have issues. I know of a person, a lecturer in Futa, that went to marry another. I was busy distributing his seed around town because the wife could not bear a child anymore. When after she had a child for him, he had a girl. Then the second child had to be removed. In removing that child, I think Ethiopian moves. They remove her whole womb. So because the firstborn and only child was a girl, the family came and said, let us go out. We need a boy. As if the girl is not a child. All the armed robbers and thugs you see in town, there was a day they did naming ceremony for them. And the pastor was there for the naming ceremony. But they ended up being thugs. So, which one is the child? The boy or the girl? Thank you very much. Both. Both are children. What matters is not whether your wife delivers girl all the while, or your wife gives boys, or your wife does not even give birth. Listen to me. You don't go into marriage because of children. You are in it because of yourself. So if you don't have a child, or you are childless, does not mean that you are less important. Are you with me? I know of a couple. For years they had no issue. But that's why I love that man. That man did not, because of that, look outside and say, let me try, whether I'm the one or she's the one. There's always that issue that comes up in marriage. Who is the one that is barren? They always say it's the woman that is barren. But it's not all the time that the woman is barren. But that thing brings conflict. The woman now says, to show that I'm not the one barren, this I will go out. The man says, hey, I will show that I'm not the one barren, it will go out. You have just killed yourself. So if you now have 20 children, and all of them are armed robbers, what has it profited you? Nothing. Praise the Lord. Well, until you marry, you cannot understand these issues here. But don't marry, and don't think that your marriage is all about kids. It's not all about that. It's part of that, but it's not all about that. And I've had people after 20, 30, 40 years, God bless them with a child. You never can tell. But don't let anything, develop yourself that nothing will move you. Say, he that those that trust the Lord are like, trust the Lord, they are like Lord, like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. They abide forever. You must be so sure that those external things don't move you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if it's so well that your firstborn is twins, your secondborn is twins, your thirdborn is twins, God bless you. I said, God bless you. May God give you the wisdom to raise them. It takes wisdom. It takes energy. It comes with a price. Childbearing is a different ballgame entirely. I can't talk to you because you are not there yet. When you get there, I will discuss the other matters that relate to childbirth and childbearing. But now it's about marriage. On a final note, let me say this, please. I have said this before. One of the things I have found out by experience is that as you grow, your worldview changes. What you used to like when you were 100 levels was not what you would like when you were 400 levels. I don't know whether you noticed that. The things that tripped you will not let that trip you. For example, I don't know what example I can give you. I used to love beans and pap when I was in secondary school. I can't stand it anymore now. Praise God. Especially beans. I don't eat. But now the time when I was eating beans, in fact, the beans must have insects for it to be acceptable. If it does not have insects, we will throw it away. I said, this is not good beans. Hallelujah. But today, I can't eat it. My taste has changed. And so it is with you that your taste changes. Now, supposing you like the first a boy when you were 100 level. You trip for him. If it's about 500 level, if the boy talks to you, he will say, hey, me and you. Because something has changed within you. It's difficult to realize when you have consolidated. I prefer that you have consolidated and you know what you want before you make up your mind to marry. If you don't know the kind of person you want, it's going to be difficult for you to make a choice. And you are going to have problems, especially if you're a very pretty lady. All the necessary boys in town will come looking for you. How will you choose any of them? Because you don't even know yourself. You don't know where you are going. You don't even know what you stand for. You just pick the most handsome of them up. Because you want your children to be handsome. You want your kids to be pretty. Oh my goodness, you are making a big mistake. So please, let your worldview be consolidated. Know exactly where you are going in life. Know exactly what you want. Remember one thing, as a woman, don't marry any boy. Remember, Eve did not marry any man. He married a man that had a garden to take care of. Hallelujah. Don't marry those people that speak only tongues and they have no garden to take care of. Hello? They can speak tongues. They can give rest, but there is no garden. So Ecclesiastes says that let not your head like ointment. You know what ointment is for? It's anointing. You know what you do with the anointing? Work. So he has no career program. He has no career path. He has no, he's just floating in the air. Your problem is knocking on the door. A life of frustration. So I plead with you. In the evening we take questions. Praise the Lord. Eh? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On our understanding, right, and that the Lord will direct our path. You know, when I was coming to Akure, I was posted to Akure as a copper. And if I left home, I was crying. I said, I can't even go to that state. That is a state that there are so many witches, because I've heard so much about on those states. And I was so scared. I said, coming to those states, Fukini. Up till now, you know, my people at home, they used to laugh at me that now you are in those states and you are looking good and even better off. So I thank God for that. And I thank God for my husband. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a scripture in Genesis chapter 6, verse 2. The Bible says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were feared, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Hallelujah. The sons of God. You know, initially, okay, verse 1, that says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Initially, the sons of God, they didn't see. But when the daughters were beginning to multiply, and that applies to us in PGT. When PGT started, PGT was regarded as boys' church. And today we have just few brothers in the house. We have so many sisters. That means that God is orchestrating something. So the sons of God, they must open their eyes and begin to see the daughters of men as being fair. Hallelujah. You will see clearly men. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will open your eyes. And also, Daddy was saying something about cooking. Many of us are not too good when it comes to that. Like me now, I don't know how to cook indomie. Because in my generation, indomie was not common. Anytime I cook indomie for Daddy, we complain, me or Motsi. Because I was not brought up to be cooking indomie. I can do any other thing, but that indomie, me or Motsi. But now your generation is indomie generation. So you need to go and add value onto yourself. Some of you cannot even make eba. Even me at a time, you know, I thought I knew how to make eba. But there is a special way of making eba. And my father-in-law taught me how to make it in a better way. My father-in-law taught me so many things. How to cook in a jiffy. He taught me how to cook beans quickly. He taught me how to cook yam quickly. All these things we must learn as sisters. Sorry, and brothers too, you need to learn, because he said he learned all those things while he was a bachelor. Some brothers, you know, you'll be waiting for a sister to come and cook for you, and that is not necessary. Even if you are engaged, don't wait for any sister to come and cook for you. Cook your food and eat. Because if you do that, you are just preparing, you know, prelim 101 or whatever. It's not necessary. Just learn how to do it and do it right. Help yourself to do the right thing. And also, when that sister was asking question about giving names for prayers and things like that, when they asked you that question, or your parents said, "Oh yeah, give me a name," just give me names. You don't need names. You need only one name. They will ask you, "Show Loruko me, this is what I have. This is the will of God for my life." You try to convince them. Even brothers, it happens to brothers. It's not only sisters. Brothers, your parents can tell you to go and bring names. It is not necessary. As long as you know that you are a child of God, as long as you know that you are walking in the will of the Lord, you don't need those things. All that you need is humility. Just tell your parents, talk to them, let them understand your stand. Let them know, you know, the reason why you have such problems is because you have not really opened up to your parents. You have been keeping to yourself. If your parents, if they are aware that you are a true believer, they won't ask you to do that. Even if they want to do it, you know, their mind will be saying, omode yoma le magba. So all those things, let's rule it out. And prayerfully, even if they insist, prayerfully, we have heard of Pastor Dancy. Prayerfully. At a point, I told Dancy, I said, just leave Sister Shewa. Let's leave her for some weeks and let's see what the Lord will do. But to the glory of God, within that short period, you know, the Lord answered our prayer. The Lord will answer your prayers in Jesus' name. You will look so beautiful that the sons of men will begin to see you, and they will see clearly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, for the word. And we pray we will move forward in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Can we appreciate Daddy and Mommy? Hallelujah.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.